AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The United States says it seized two sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela in back-to-back actions in the North Atlantic and the Caribbean. Shipping databases show one of the tankers, Bella One, was renamed Marinera and flagged to Russia. A U.S. official also confirmed the ship's crew had painted a Russian flag on the side of the hull. In the Senate, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal is skeptical about what's happening after the capture of Nicolas Maduro.
I think the administration is winging it minute to minute, and the American people are beginning to see that when you break it, you own it, and we are owning a repressive regime that continues to be led by narco-terrorists that Maduro himself installed there.
Florida Republican Rick Scott wants a change of leadership in Venezuela.
The biggest thing I wanted to get now is I want to get these political prisoners released. We got Americans down there that are political prisoners. We got Venezuelans. They have to be released, and that's number one. And number two is Delcy Robinson, who is not the president of Venezuela. She is a thug.
Officials in the Trump administration have said they intend to continue to seize sanctioned vessels connected to Venezuela. The son of actor and director Rob Reiner is due in court in Los Angeles.
Nick Reiner is accused of stabbing to death his father and his mother, Michelle Singer Reiner, in the couple's home in the Brentwood section of Los Angeles, December 14th. During Nick Reiner's first court appearance, his attorney gave no indication of plans for his defense. The youngest of Reiner's four children has in the past publicly discussed his struggles with addiction and mental health. Prosecutors say they have not yet decided whether to seek the death penalty. I'm Donna Warder.
The government says job openings have reached the second lowest level in 5 years. Denmark and Greenland want a meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio after President Trump reiterated the intention to take over Greenland. The White House said using the military is always an option. This is AP News. Once again, Warner Brothers is rejecting a takeover bid from Paramount
and telling shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix. Warner's leadership has repeatedly rebuffed Skydance-owned Paramount's overtures and urged shareholders just weeks ago to support selling its streaming and studio business to Netflix for $72 billion. Meanwhile, Paramount has made efforts to sweeten its $77.9 billion hostile bid for the entire company. Warner Brothers Discovery said Wednesday that its board determined Paramount's offer isn't in the best interest of the company or its shareholders and doesn't meet the criteria of being a superior proposal. It still recommends shareholders support the Netflix deal. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.